Okay, now what about the wash pot?
We would wash our clothes in a big pot. We would put the wash them out, and then we would build a fire under the pot to make the water boil, and also the clothes boil. After washing the clothes, we would hang them to dry in the sun at a spring where we had to go to get our water. About a mile from our home, everyone used this spot who lived around there to wash. No water at our house. Now, back to the activities we had beside the peanut boiling, had a candy pudding. This is where we would put the syrup in a big pot and boil the syrup until it become thick, and then pour it out, and when it got cool enough, we would get a big plunk of it and start pulling the thick syrup until it pulled white and hard.
How did y'all get the syrup? Where did that come from?
We made the syrup. We had cane in the field, and we'd take the syrup to the cane mill, they call it, and we'd get the juice. And then they would get that juice and make syrup out of it right there at that mill. And then we would get that syrup, and then we would pull it into candy, boil it and pull it into candy. That was good candy. We enjoyed our parties.
Okay, well, how did you meet Granddaddy?
How I met your granddad? Well, our cousin, which were in the army at this time, came by to see us. And he asked us, would we go with him to a party? They called it his going away party because that night he had to go back to the army. So we went with him, me and one of my triplet sisters. So I met your granddad that night, Alan Gafford. He was playing a steel guitar and could do pretty good on it. Me and my sister could sing, too. We sang some on the radio, and we enjoyed it, and everybody liked us singing together.
How in the world did you get to sing on the radio?
Well, it was a boy that knew us, and he had a program in Montgomery. So he asked us, me and my sister, to go with him, that he wanted us to sing. So we did, and I won't never forget the song we sang. When my blue moon turns to gold again. And my dad, he loved that song from then on. He said that was his song. But that was right before he died. And of course, I guess he liked us singing on the radio too. And everybody just wanted us to sing and sing. But we didn't ever go back to sing because I don't know. We just didn't. But we had a good time singing and talking together. So we... So after the party, which I met your granddaddy that night, and about 3 days later, I got a letter from Mobile where Alan worked at this time at a shipyard. He was making good money at this time, and I was working at the hat factory during this time. So see, this was right before we got married. He would come every week in to see me. He had no cars, so he had to get a taxi and a tax is to pay somebody to bring you back and forth to see you. To see me. After we went together about a year, we got married.
Where'd y'all get married?
We got married in Greenville, Alabama.
At church?
No, it wasn't no church. We got married at a Methodist preacher's house. He was a Church of Christ, and I was a Baptist. But he knew this preacher real well, which came from his community, and at times he would go to this preacher's church like sunbeams. And he said he knew the preacher real good, so I just settled for that preacher.
Was your family there, or his family?
Most of them, just some of the sisters was there. No, my mama didn't come.
Why didn't she come?
Well, we really didn't. I don't know, we just didn't do things like that. We just went ahead and got married.
Did she know that y'all were getting married?
No, she didn't. I didn't.
You didn't tell her you were getting married?
I don't know whether we did or not, but the rest of them did, so she probably did. But she didn't have no way to come, and I didn't even think about going and getting. We didn't do things like we did, ma'am. So when we got married, we came on to Birmingham and with his sister, one of his sisters, and we stayed about a week with them. And during that time, the fair was on, so we went to the fair for our honeymoon. And we won a lot of little...
The state fair?
The state fair. It was on up in Birmingham during that time. So we had a good time, and we went on back, and it was time for him to go on back to Mobile to go to work, and he let me off. Well, we stayed at our house, too, a little while before he went on back to work. And then he went on back to work, and he'd come back and forth every week. I'm talking about when he went on back to Mobile, he was in the Alabama State Guards. As all the National Guards in, they was in the Army. And they called him the Alabama State Guard. But after a year of our marriage, he was called to the Army himself, World War II. And he served about a year, and we had our first child, Angela.
What year was that?
That was in 1945, when we first had our child. And while he was in service, later on, they was letting the fathers come out. The reason he got out early, that he had a family, so he got out early to come home. So we began to have a home then again. After 2 years later, we had another child, Diane. We lived then in Chapman, Alabama. He worked at a lumber company, and it was called W.T. Smith Lumber Company in Chapman. And he was a welder, and he also ran a steam engine. The work got slim again, and we didn't have much to do. So he had to. Do without food sometimes. Not really food and clothing, but we were slim again, just like we did in the first depression we went through. We knew how to do without things, so it didn't bother us. So we moved back into the house with his parents. My mother couldn't help us too much. So we stayed with them, his parents, about 6 or 8 months. And then your granddaddy got some odd jobs to do. to make a living after that. And I went back to the hat factory just a little while after the two girls was born. I went back about 6 months and worked till we could get on our feet again. So then we moved to Birmingham. Okay. With our two girls, Anson and Diane.
Well, where did he work when y'all moved to Birmingham?
He worked at the steel mill in Fairfield, Alabama. Then it was called TCI, and later on it was called U.S. Steel, and now it's USX.
Why don't you tell me about your first television, your first radio, and what shows you like to watch?
Well, we got our first television when we moved to Birmingham. I still have it in the basement. It was a real little one, but we were real glad of it. We had a radio and always have had a radio, but it was a battery one when we were growing up. Even at our home, we like the news, always something going on on the TV, of course. I like the news, the game shows, and the parades, and a few other shows. I never look at too much of TV during the day, as I have too much to do. And when you look at TV all day, you can't get your work done. And you know it's always lots of cleaning and washing and so forth to do every day. And about our radio, when we were growing up, I'll go back a little bit. We had a little battery radio, but at the time we did not have a radio. We would all gather, our family and about two more families would gather, and we would walk about 2 miles to a neighbor's house to hear the Grand Ole Opry. And that was a lot of fun. I don't work outside the home as of now. My husband always said I had a job at the house, taking care of the children and getting them off to school and getting him off to work. Okay, well, now I want to ask you about segregation. Did that affect you in any way when all the stuff was going on in Alabama? Well, by then the segregation had come in. I didn't think too much about that because we were raised around black people and worked on the farm with them. There are some good black ones and some good white people. Everybody's not alike. But just be kind to all races, no matter what race they are, because God loves them all.
Okay, well, we're talking a little bit about some of the, historically, some of the things that have happened, you know, during your lifespan, and one of the real important things, I think, was the election of President Kennedy and also his assassination. So what did you think about that?
Well, about the Kennedy, the president, we liked him. He was a smart man. And we hated it he was assassinated just to think someone wanted to kill him. When we first heard about it, we were coming home from town, me and my husband. On our way back home, and we had our radio on, and it was announced on the radio in our car. We sure did hate that. And I don't know why anybody wants to just kill somebody like that. When they were innocent, they didn't even know what was going on.
Especially a president of the United States.
Yes, but we hate it. But we all got to go one way or the other.